Okay, Marek Rabotai, Higanu Lahatkalat, Siman Tzadidale, the Yerdeya. Siman Tzadidale deals with the famous issue of the spoons. If I stick a milchige spoon into a fleshige pot, so this is obviously a very common shayla, it's a all too common occurrence, and the shayla is, what's the halacha? What do we do when you're tocheb a kaf cholaves and the kedera shel basar? So the Mechaber writes that misharin the koma shenitchav mimenu b'kedera, that your mishaer, the amount of spoon that got stuck, and the Mechaber writes that got stuck b'kedera, that got stuck into the pot. Meaning, according to the Mechaber, I am not mishaer b'choma shenitchav mimenu b'oichel. I'm not mishaer the amount that went into the food. Rather, I'm mishaer the amount that went into the kedera. And the shayla is, why would I be mishaer? Right. Let's say this is the pot, right? Like the area between my svarim. So the oichel is right at the bottom. I'm mishaer everything until the pot top. Why would that be? Why would that be that Mishaer Koma Shinitva Mimenu Bikadeva? So there seem to be a number of approaches. The Prima Godim over here in Mishpitzosif Katin Aleph. The Prima Godim quotes from the Pri Chodosh that the reason for this is out to the Zeya. That the Zeya is going to go until the top area of the pot. And therefore, I'm Mishaer, b'chom ha'shinitva mimenu b'kedera, I don't have to be Mishaer only b'oichel, but because it is Zeya, I'm Mishaer, kom ha'shinitva b'kedera. How come I don't go above the pot? So apparently we have a similar umdana to what we spoke about in our youth. And we said from the Yad Yehuda, that if you remember the Ramah in the end of Tzadi Beis, spoke about that it has to be Mala Resicha versus Zeya. So Ken Zayin, that there's a certain mitzius that Zeya will not mispashate, or the Zeya won't be Yatzaledes once you're above the pot limit. So that's why you Mishaer Koma Shinitra Mimenu B'Kedera. Now, the way the Prima Godim quotes the Pri Chodosh, the Prima Godim quotes that, so you mishare the entire amount of the kaf that goes into the kedera, and since the part of the kaf above the water level until the top of the pot is boileya al yidei zeya, so therefore you can kasher it, therefore it's going to be polate al yidei zeya also. Right? That's what the Pri Chodosh writes over here. That the Zeya is Nivla Bekaf, and Kibolo Kaf Poto, that the Zeya is going to be polate from the Kaf as well. Atkan Devarav. Now this is not a simple issue. There's a discussion in the Chuvos of Igris Moshe in Yerideya Simen Samach. Rav Moshe discusses whether you can be machshir akeli al yidei steam. Rav Moshe spells steam, samach tes yud mem sofes. Can you be machshir al yidei steam? So Rav Moshe says, I have a big suffix about this, and mistaber it won't help. Mistaber that you can't be machshir al yidei steam. It happens that in that Rav Moshe, he begins by discussing the issue that we spoke about in the Beis Medrash yesterday. The shayla is whether we say kibol o kach polto with respect to hag'ola. Right? If you remember, we had a shtikl Torah that we wanted to suggest. There's a machlokas between the shach and the taz about whether you say kibol o kach polto in hag'ola. And the taz says, as the beer in the rashba, that cooking your ruckos somehow is maklish the iser. The taz doesn't mean it's maklish the iser. The taz means that's a type of hag'ala, but it's a hag'ala only if you cook it for the same amount of time, because it gets the same temperature. There's a taz saying kibolo kach polto le'inyin hag'ala, but we pointed out the shach in the Kodesh HaKesav over there says that you need reishin. Ramesha writes that it's a davar pashut, that something that requires hag'alah will say kabbalah kach polka la'inyan hag'alah. And the case in Igros Moshe is something that you know was only boileya with 170 degrees Fahrenheit, so you don't have to be mag'il with water beyond 170 Fahrenheit. That's what Moshe writes. You don't need mala resicha. Nonetheless, says Rav Moshe, if I want to be magal with steam, and he gives you a tzir that the steam is 500 degrees Fahrenheit, that's hot. The steam is 500 degrees Fahrenheit, says Rav Moshe, perhaps you can't be magal with steam, and nire, that this is correct. Nire, mistaber, that you can't be magal with steam. And Rav Moshe's cheshbon not to be magal with steam, he says, is that hag'olah works fundamentally differently than libun. Hag'olah is the pshat that is maflet the iser. When the water goes onto the keli, it takes the iser that was absorbed in the daifne hakli and it draws that iser out. We could argue, says Rav Moshe, that only mayim has the koach lahaflet the iser, but steam doesn't. Aye, it's already 500 degrees. And therefore, maybe it could work out a libun. Let's take us to 550. Maybe it could work out a libun, at least a libun cow. Says the Moshe, no, sir. Because libun has to be sarfay bim kaimai. Libun has to mamish burn the iser, and steam doesn't burn the iser out bim komo. Because of this din that libun is sarfay bim komo, the Moshe tainos that by a keli that absorbed through direct fire, we will not say kibolo kapot on the temperature, no? Let's say I have an oven or a broiler in my home that I buy. And I buy my home from a goy. So the broiler at the bottom presumably had tarfis in it. How do I kasher that broiler? No? And Moshe says, right, even though you know that the broiler is not going to get above 550 because your oven is set to only reach 550, nonetheless, Sakhtar Moshe, you need that it is yiyul nitzotzot nitzen heimenu, because the lumdus of libun, right, again, in the broiler, you're cooking directly in the oven, like, no? You're cooking directly on the grates. It's not like cooking with water, etc. Since you require mamish libun, sefer has been nitzotzot nitzen heimenu, and we don't say kibolo kapoto by libun, we do say kibolo kapoto by hagala. But let's go back to why we're discussing this. I see from the Prima Godim here, B'Shem the Pri Chadash, that he is saying that steam will help for Hag'ala. Zeya L'Chair is the same as steam, no? And the Prima Godim quotes the Pri Chadash that if it absorbed Ayyadei Zeya, it will be Pilei Ayyadei Zeya. You see, against Rav Moshe, if you look in the Badei HaShochan page 237, that's called Reish Lamed Zayin, for those of you keeping score at home. So the Badei HaShochan notes that Moram the Chavistas in Simin Sadi Beis Sif Katin Chav Vav, the Chavistas Tanyas, that even though it's Yatzi Ledis in the Zeya, but Zeya is by Leya, it's not Maflet Ayyadei HaZeya. Right? The Badei HaShochan does not quote Ramosha. But I see from the Chavistas also is saying that Zeya is Boleya, not Polate. Zeya is Boleya, not Polate, and therefore you cannot use steam to be Mashir Keli, according to the Chavistas and according to Rav Moshe. But Rav Vaiva Cohen notes that in his understanding, this is against a Ramah that we learned. If you remember, he had a Ramah in Sadi Beis Se'if Zayin about if a tipa falls onto the Kisui Hakidera, so the Zeya that reaches up to the Kisui Hakidera will draw that tipa out and it will end up getting into the food. No?
Where is this?
Sadi Beis, Siv Zayin. Right? The tipa schola falls on the Kisui Hakidera, the Zeya will draw it out and it will. Because it draws it out, so therefore it's ke'ilu, it fell into the eichel, and it'll be batul b'shishim. But you see that the zeya is drawing it out. That's what Rav Vaiva Cohen tells us. And often the raya tzadi beisiv zayin. However, lecha oira kefi masha kosav hu le'elon simin tzadi beis le'dayek midivrei harama, that the Rama is saying that kevan shahara sicha oira, right? The Rama does not say shahazeya oira. State in Rama shahara sicha oira. So ken min zagin, we could say very simply that zeya is taka not maflet, only resicha is maflet. And again, right, l'cha ora yesh baze ma l'ha'ir, right, that there is something to point out. So far, so good, gentlemen? Should we go weiter? Are you getting such hanah from what we said so far that, like, we can just bask in the glory of these
things?
What
do you say, l'maisa?
Yeah, so what did I say, l'maisa? So I think l'maisa, there is strong room to assume that Zaya is maflet. Also, I think the Rav Moshe Svara, where he says, nirli mistaber, nirli, nirlofi and the istaiti, that it's not mistaber. I don't understand why Zaya would not be maflet. I should note that even Rav Moshe writes that when the Zaya becomes water again, when it cools down enough to become water, then it will be maflet. So it's like a little bit of a funny situation. It's a little bit of a funny situation. That cold, when it's mamish steam and it's hotter, it won't be maflet. When it cools down, it resumes its water status, then it will be maflet. This is interesting. My understanding of the OU is that they assume that regular zeya is maflet, but what they call superannuated steam. You could look it up. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think that means basically steam is water. No? The only thing is that with steam, the heat makes the particles of H2O separate further away from each other. No, so with water, the particles are over here, right? They're mamish close, but with steam, they separate more and more. Apparently, there's some yesod that, like, super, super hot steam separates very, very far. So I think the OU says that that does not count. Mr. Benjamin Keene.
If you are of the opinion that steam is maflet and something, or maybe even not, if you something that's golea through very, very hot steam, would, like 500 degree steam, would my roskin be able to match to that if it's not as hot?
Yeah, well, that's kind of an interesting situation, right? That I think the idea of mala resicha, we sort of spoke about this yesterday in the Beis Medrash. If you hold that roschin, certainly according to the Shach, that roschin is like an absolute requirement in Hag'olah, it's an absolute requirement in both directions, right? But I would argue that even according to the Taz, once it's mala resicha, that has the complete koyach lahaflet. Remember, if you would assume, right?
So that's the case, then. It's not difficult to say that steam isn't maflet, because it's not...
No, but again,
Moshe
is saying that steam is not maflet.
Right, it's not difficult to say like
Moshe. Why? Yeah. Why is the steam...
There's something special about mala resichos.
But steam is more than mala resicha, so by definition.
So then fine, then how can my roskin kasher someone that was bolei al yedizeh?
Because it's a din that roskin is... Roschen is maflet. Right? 212. 212 is the required temperature to be maflet. 212 in at sea level is the required temperature to be maflet.
That's independent of Kippur and Kachpolta.
Chayra. According to the Shah,
I think so. It's just separate.
Mr. Press, Shalita.
Here. Okay, so with regards to whether Zaya is maflet or not, is it like so obvious that... Okay, like steam is water, obviously, like in
think
real
so.
Life. But is it so clear that maybe just in terms of like claim minyan being sort of like the prototypical case of Magal and that like both that yeah, you're Mayan is without the Mayan, that maybe based on that movement.
Yeah, so that's an interesting shayla. There's a machlikas harishainim in Tufnun days about whether I could be Mag Okalim Bishahar Mashkim, no? Do I assume that, let's say, I could do Hag'olah with wine? Or, this comes up in the OU, I think chocolate factories. You know Willy Wonka? So chocolate factories, chocolate can't boil. You have to keep it at a specific temperature. Like it's, I think it has to be like 160 or something. So we pask in the Kabbalah Kachpolto, and you could be Machshir if it got Trefa Yaday 160. You could be Machshir Yaday 160, right? Great. The problem is that charcoal is such a sensitive ingredient that water can mess up the entire run of chocolate, no? The chocolate has to be cocoa or chocolate. I mean, the process, not that I understand this, I just know the chocolate is good, but you can't be magil the chocolate kalim, yaday water, because it might mess up the whole thing. So can they do a hag'olah with chocolate on chocolate? Can you use kosher chocolate to be magil the treif chocolate machine, if you have treif chocolate, right? So I think the OU assumes like the like we pass in Shulchan Aruch, Hag'olah b'shar mashkim is kasher b'diyavet al kopan. If you don't have a situation, you don't have a case, it's okay. Now it's actually a little bit interesting because yesh lachgar whether chocolate is considered a mashke, right? One could argue that there's only seven things in the planet with yad shachadam that have the din, right? Yad Shachatam is the acronym. All these acronyms, by the way, found in the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayos, right? So the Yad Shachatam, Yayin, and the Devash, and the Shemen, and the Cholav, and the Tal, and the Dam, and the Mayim, Yad Shachatam, those are the only things, Al Pi Halacha, perhaps, have a din of Mashke, Le'inyin, Hechsher, Le'kabal, Tumeh, Yesh Lachgar, that's a fundamental din that those are the only things called a mashke. That's already advanced Talmud.
Use chocolate milk.
Use chocolate milk. Oh.
Okay. Was it?
Okay, good. Right, where does chocolate milk come from? Does it come from a chocolate cow? That was like the old Hershey's there. Yeah.
Okay, but it's clear that, what's that? Even though theoretically something could like be not the things, that there might not be more requirements. But all that just like programmatically based on like what the original source is, even if like
right. No, so you're making the ha'ara that maybe it's a maybe the svara of Ramesha is that kol davar tavir b'mayim, and this is not called mayim, but lahalacha. I'm arguing that since we pass on the sha'ar mashkim also
okay.
Alkofan and b'diyeved, and Ramesha has had the tshuva.
Okay.
In that the next paragraph, I think I'm talking about like paragraph 4. Then there's like paragraph 5 where he makes this ha'ara. Whatever. Looking every day, some in samach. It's a nice tshuva.
Which tshuva was it? I'm sorry.
Samach 60.
And
Chelak Al? Stam Tshuva, Kol Hafnayot, right? Stam Tshuva is Chelak Al. So one Svara, why you have to be Mishayer, Kenege Koma Shenitra B'Kedeva, rather, Kenege Koma Shenitra B'Maychol, is the Svara of the Zaya. That's one Svara. There's another Svara that the Krasio plays. See, the Rebbe Reb Yehudson has, and it's found on our page of the Shulchan Aruch in the Mata Yehudson as well, that maybe the reason why you have to be Mishar Keneged Komash and Nitra Bekedero is because of the Machlokas that we had beginning at Sadi Beis between Rashi and the Ri. If you remember, the Sheet of the Ri is that when you have a Chatichas Basa, that's Miksasa B'teicha Reitav, so it's Ki'il, the entire thing is B'teicha Reitav. Remember that? Machlokas Rashi in the Ri. So says the Rebbe Reb Yonason, since Miktsas HaKaf is B'teicha Reitav, so it's Ki'il, the entire thing is B'teicha Reitav, and therefore you have to be Mishaer B'kulo. Now this is already interesting for two levels. The Chassam Sefer, Sof Siman Pei Beis, is actually quoted over here in the Pische Tshuva, Sifkat and Aleph, I believe, although the Pische Tshuva doesn't give you the reasoning of the Chassam Sefer, but the Chassam Sefer, Sof Siman Pei Beis, tainos that maybe there's a difference between Kelam and Eichlam. Maybe the whole din of the Ri, that when something is partially submerged, it's Ki'il, the entire thing is submerged, Kozala Inyan Ochlam, Avala Inyan Kalem, we don't say that. Now the Chassam Sefer actually phrases it interestingly. He phrases it in the context of Zaya, which itself is like Mechudash, because this parish of the place, he doesn't seem to be working with Zaya, although the Bible Kohen notes that the place, he has to be working partially with Zaya. You see, the place, he says, Komash Nitra B'Kedera, the chelak of the spoon above the Kedera line, I'm not Mishaerin. Why am I not misharing the chelak of the spoon above the kedera line? I lachayra, if I take the ri seriously, the entire zach is the same thing, the entire spoon, right? Just like the entire chaticha. So says the Chassam Sofer that the hezber of the member of Yonasan is that there's a combination of the ri together with zeyah. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, we could argue that maybe zeyah only has the kayach on Eichlim, not on Kalim. That's already interesting, and it probably connects on some level, though I haven't thought this through carefully, probably connects to our previous conversation as well. Right? Oh, let's go weiter. Another way to be Docha, the places Raya is found in the Prima Godin, here in the Mishpat Tosef Katan Aleph, in the third paragraph, I believe it's Zimmer Maskel Vedat, that the Prima Godin is Docha. He says, you know what, in the Tzir of the Ri, the cases I have a Chatifa, that's Mitzasa Toicha Rotev, Mitzasa not in the Rotev, but that entire Chatifa is Chav. And because that entire chatifa is hot, therefore the Ri assumes that when the tipas chola falls, it's ke'ilu, it juts through and through, and it's ke'ilu, right, it's all nis'arev immediately. But if something is cold, I'm not going to say that. When I stick my calf into the kedera, I'm sticking the calf into the kedera, says the Prima Godin, for a brief amount of time. And since I'm only sticking it in for a brief amount of time, presumably that calf did not get hot. And if that calf is not getting hot, so therefore the din of the ri is inapplicable. That's already an interesting diuk in the ri, and we'll come back to that prima godim in a few minutes. But basically, the Prima Godim is saying that there's a hevdel between our case, where the spoon is push comes to shove cold, and the case of the ri, where the spoon, where the chaticha is kokulohat. Okay, so again, we have so far the opinion of the placey and the opinion of the pre-chadash, quoted in the Prima Godim, that you have to be Mishayer Komasha Nitchav B'Kedera. However, the Pisrei Tshuva and many others note that Moran HaShach disagrees, no? The Shach in Sifkat in Aleph says that if I'm not sure how much was stuck in, so I'm Mishayer based on the amount that is usually put into the pot, which Reb Kiva Eger understands means the round part of a spoon. Okay, gentlemen, many of you probably don't have such bikiyas and kitchen utensils, but the yisod of a spoon is that there is a handle, and then there's a round part. There's like a cup at the bottom of the spoon. You look very perplexed by this. Well, you're learning. Okay, Baruch Hashem. You can ask your wife to teach you. Right? So, says the Shah, right, if I don't know how much was stuck in, I'm mishar komash and nitrav, right, as in the cup of the spoon. Now, if the place is correct, that'd be mishar komash and nitrav b'kedera, so it's much more than the cup of the spoon, no? Because, right, the handle of the spoon obviously also goes into the kedera. Elamai, you see that the shach does not hold like this place and this prima god and this pri chadash quoting the prima godim. Nosaf al kach, the Chachmas Adam, this is all found in the Badei Ashulchan, page 237. The Chachmas Adam notes that the Lashon of the smack, who is the Makar Hadin over here, is the smack first says the word Kedera, but then in the next sentence in the smack, he writes Baraitov. Meaning, says the Chachmas Adam, the smacks Lashon, Komash and Nitra, the Kedera, don't mean the Kedera. It really means Berotov, like he says in the next line. And therefore, you're not Mesha'er with the entire amount that goes into the pot. Nosaf al Kach, says Reb Chaim Cohen, if you look in the Yad Yehuda writes that the Lashon of Techiva sounds like I'm going into something, no? If I just may go into something as in going into a maichal, going into a mashke, But if I am not going into a Mayfa Masha, it's just going into the Kedera, I would use a Lashon of Nichnas rather than a Lashon of Nitchav. Nitchav sounds like I am going into something. Now, usually Taina on the Sefer Shirat Hayam, page 212, the Shirat Hayam says, Hachra'a Bazeh, right? Like the crazy or placey. Like the placey. Lefi and the estetis are ma'od lo nachon. I think we pass in nitvi, the placey, like the shach, like the maskana, the pischei tshuva, etc. However, I think in a situation where the zeya is mamish going to be hat, so then I have to be choshev komash and nitchav be kedera out the zeya rather than out the formal din of nitchav be kedera. In other words, I would maintain that we hold like the pri chodesh's reason la halacha just because it's mistaber, and it's mistaber there's going to be plata that way also, rather than according to the placey's reason. Now, I should note that there is a Yad Yehuda who says that since, by definition, steam rises, so we're never choshesh that's going to rise and come back down. No? The steam goes up, so it's going to go up and up and up and up and up, and it will take the bliya out of the calf, and it will continue going in its direction. Right? That we're not choshesh that the zeya is going to go up and then come back down. We had a discussion about this in our context of ovens. Remember the Hagos of the Imre Baruch on the Chavistas? No? Against the Dago Merivava? About whether you have to be choshish that the Zeya Shebetana goes up and down, right? So L'cha'ira, that is this same discussion in the Yad Yehuda. You could have fun with everything, gentlemen. That's like our basic yisod.
This one says that we have to be choshish that about the being very, very hot.
Who says we have to be choshesh the Zeya?
Yeah.
Again, if the Zeya, it's a Metzius issue. If the Zeya Taka is hot, then I have to be choshesh konash and nitchav b'kedera, because not out to the fact that it's a formal din, that it's in the kedera, but out to the fact that it is
in spite of what
that Zeya.
What? In spite of what the Yad Yehuda says, the Zeya is going to not.
Right, correct. No, I think that's part of the Yad Yehuda's too creative. Yes, sir.
So that we know Shach is agreed with
the place. Yeah.
Correct. What's it, how do we understand the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, so Lav Davka. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is repeating the Lashon of the Smack. But since the Chachmas Adam noted that the Smack himself first uses the term Kedera, then he uses the term Maicho, so the word Kedera don't mean Kedera. Right?
So he's not, this is Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch.
Right, it's the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And the word Nitchav is an additional Raya. I think that's what we're trying to maintain. Oh, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. There's a discussion over here about whether I paskin Cham b'miksasai, Cham b'kulai. It's basically two opinions in the smack, machlokas smack and Rabbeinu Peretz. Basically, the way Dr. Soloveitchik used to point out, if you look in the smack, it's divided up into 7 days of the week. The medieval Jew would try to chazer kol ha'tayra kulo once a week. We got to give him a lot of credit. And every day they do 1/7 of the mitzvahs and the dinim found in the smack. The smack was such a popular work. There are like probably 60, 70 editions of the smack. Right? It was really studied very often, and there are haggos on the smack. There are different versions of the haggos of the smack. There's haggos of the smack tzirich. Right? There's the Zurich edition. Then there's haggos on the smack, which is authored by the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? So this is the smack, very important work. Two opinions: whether we paskin cham b'miksasai, cham b'kulai, which means that since if it's a metal spoon, cham b'miksasai, cham b'kulai is only found by metal; it's not found by anything else. So therefore, it would be that you have to be mishaer kineged the entire spoon, because cham b'miksasai, cham b'kulai. There are two opinions. The Rama paskins that we don't really say cham b'miksasai, cham b'kulai. The Shach says that even the Mechaber holds that we do not say Chag Mekzas Eicham Bekulai, and the Shach writes Kimosha Kasavti B'Sifkatin Chavches, which is the case later on in the Siman. If I use a knife to cut like a hot piece of meat, that we do not say Chag Mekzas Eicham Bekulai, and only the chelak of the knife that touched the meat is going to make it treif. That's really the pshat and the smach. Those are the pshats. You mean the Shach. Ulahair, that our dear friend the Shiras Hayam, who I liked much more until today, that the Shiras Hayam I think blew it on this one again. Because the Shiras Hayam writes that since the Mechaber has two opinions, a Stam and a Yesh Misha Omer, that all the Shach is saying is that we pass in like the Stam in the Mechaber against the Yesh Misha Omer, and then the Shiras Hayam notes that the Kachachayim and other Svadish Paiskim say that when the Mechaber quotes two opinions, Stam and Yesh Mishaimi, although may Ikar, didn't we follow the Stam, the Diyavid we follow the Stam, but the Chatzchilo we should follow the Yesh Misha Omer. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says. That's already, I think, not correct pshat in the Shach. I think the Shach is telling me what the correct pshat is. He's not paskening God's Stam and Yesh Misha Omer. My understanding of the Shach, gentlemen, is that the Shach does not work with Klali Hapsak. The Shach does not say, oh, the Mechaber has two opinions, Stam Yesh Misha Omer, how do I paskin? Shach don't work like that, no? The Shach says, no, I have to bring a Raya, right? A Raya. So, Nir Lafini, Staiki She'ein, Perusho, Nachon. Okay. So we paskin that we don't say Chamba Miksa Seicham Bekulo. Neshela Tashe Ela, that earlier, Simon Sadi Bezon, Tipas Cholov, Shanafa Kedera. So we have three different opinions whether the Gemara and Zvachim is applicable or not, if you remember, and we basically paskin that it's going to be Mavliya B'chol HaKedera, and that means that we're saying Chan B'Miksasai, Chan B'Kulai, and this is a problem. This is a problem. There are some who don't say Chan B'Miksasai, Chan B'Kulai over there. But the simple explanation is that we do say Chamba Miksa say Chamba Kuloi. So this creates a problem. So there seems to be two answers, and they're both found in the Pischei Tshuva over here. Although the best way to read this is in the Magen Avram in Tafnun Aleph Sifkatan Chaf Dalet and the Reb Kiva Eger over there. The way the Pischei Tshuva says it over here, I think, like it confuddles the mind. It makes it a little bit complicated. If you look in the Magen Avram, the Pischei Tshuva quotes in the Reb Kiva Eger over there, I think you understand better. Basically, the Magen Avraham writes that there's a chilek between Blia and Plato. In Siman Tzadi Beis, I'm talking about Blia. Right? The Tipas Cholof falls on the Kedera. Does the Kedera absorb? Does it not absorb? Does the Kedera become treif or not treif? But in Siman Tzadi Dalet, I'm talking about Plato. How much of the tochen of the calf is going to jet out into the Eichel? For Plato, we pass, you don't say Hamik, so say Hamik Ulai. For Blia, you do say Chamba Miksasai, Chamba Kulai. Okay, not bad. The Reb Kiva Eger over there, however, has a different mahalach. Reb Kiva Eger says that in Siman Tzadi Beis, when they say Chamba Miksasai, Chamba Kulai, or when they say it's Blia Bakulai, it's really not out the algamate, out the general din of Chamba Miksasai, Chamba Kulai. Rather, the tzigar is, the case is that the entire pot is hot. If I leave a pot on the fire, presumably the entire pot is hot. And that's why there's going to be blia in the entire pot. However, over here, when I'm nitcha, when I stick a calf into the pot, so mistama, right, I just stick the pot, I stick the spoon in for a minute, or for a second, or for whatever, I don't leave it in there long enough for the spoon to get hot. So over here I pass in that we don't say chamik sa say chamba kulai. But over there I do say chamba miksa say chamba kulai, because over there the entire thing is hot. That's what Reb Kiva Eger notes, which is really not the din of chamik sa say chamba kulai. It's really, of course, it hits something hot, of course it's awesome. Right? That's what Hagon Reb Kiva Eger says. And the Badei HaShulchan on page Reish Lama Tes, going over to Reish Mem, presents two nafgaminas. Pischei Tshuva over here is one nafgamina. Do I say, let's say Chamba Miksasai, let's say I stick a spoon in. Right? I stick the spoon into the tray food. So according to the Magen Avraham, the spoon entirely is Baleya. Right? The spoon absorbs all the treif. If later on I take that spoon and I stick the handle of the spoon to something else, so I'm going to say, right? It becomes treif. Because the handle of the spoon also became treif, and then when I stick that handle into the next pot, I could treif it up. Right? That's what emerges according to the Magen Avraham. According to Agen Reb Kiva Eger, no. Right? In the case I just stick a spoon into a pot, so the spoon remains cold, so I don't say Cham B'Meksosai, Cham B'Kulai, because we pass, you don't say Cham B'Meksosai, Cham B'Kulai when it's cold. Nirlofinius Daiti L'Hatir, one minor point. But I think it might be a major point. Ayin V'Tor and Simen Sadi Beis. The Tor, actually I should say not the Tor, more it's the Bes Yosef than the Tor. When Simen Sadi Beis, when we first encounter this din of Tipas Cholov, Shenachla Al HaKedera, so this din is coming from a smag, right? Now listen to the lashon of the smag. It's mifapeya bechol cheres hakedera. Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? Cheres. Cheres is different than metal. The whole sugya chamik sasa chamikul, like you pointed out during Seder, is a gemara in Pesachim about tzlias, carbon pesach, that I can't be tzlil of the pesach on a metal stick, right? Because chamik sasei chamikulai, and therefore it's like you're cooking the pesach, it's not ayidei la'or, stuff like that, no? Metal, we say chamik sasei chamikulai. Metal, I have a discussion. But over here, the issue is not out the metal, because in Sadi Beis, I'm not talking about a kedera shell metal. It ain't mateches klal v'ikar. Rather, it is cheres, like the lashon of the smag. Often, befevish. By the way, look in the Taz. Tofnanovs have cut your days. The Taz also says something about that the case there in Hilchos Pesach is talking about cheres, it's not talking about shema teches, and ladies and gentlemen, we should go on Dama Mincha, because that is what God commanded us to do. Or if you hold that, like the Ramban, that Filas de Rabbanon, so the rabbis commanded us to do it, but Yodas and Eis Tzara, so maybe God commanded us to do it, even according to Ramban, Ad Kan Dvarim.